This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Tessa Vigeland. Ask your dad what it takes to make a good first impression, and he might tell you to start with a haircut. Career counselors seem to agree with him. We did a quick search on how to prepare for an interview, and almost every online advisor suggested a trim. But if you've been out of a job for a while, you may not have the spare cash you need for a cut. Now, Dina Pritchett reports on a barber in Portland who's taking the scissors to that problem.
Farrell Griffith had his last full-time job about 2 years ago. He works in museum education, youth programs, and the like, but hasn't been able to find steady work since then. He's had a few contract jobs, but he's run through unemployment and is down to public assistance. And it's taken its toll.
I spend all day pumping out resumes and resumes and resumes. It's just, it really grinds you down.
When the long-term unemployed, like Griffith, do get interviews, it can be hard to project the sort of confidence employers are looking for. And it can also be hard to literally look confident. Going into a job interview a while back, Griffith knew he didn't look his best. His straight brown hair was getting kind of shaggy.
Flat broke. Zero in the pocket. So I ended up Googling, I believe it was free haircuts, unemployed, Portland.
One of the first results to pop up was for the Modern Man Barber Salon.
I made my appointment, got in there, and it was just totally a class act. All the way.
See you, thank you.
All right, thank you. See ya.
Modern Man is not the usual utilitarian chop shop. It's like walking into the 1920s. All dark wood and leather and antique fixtures, with barbers in suspenders giving straight razor shaves. And it's a family business. Chris Espinoza runs the shop with his fiancée, and his parents tend to bar upstairs. Since they opened, about a year ago, he's offered free haircuts to unemployed people with job interviews using the honor system. About a dozen people have used the program.
We don't make a scene about it. We don't tell the barber, hey, this is your freebie for today. They just treat them just like anybody else, and we'll shake their hand and give them a little wink on the way out and say, good luck, you know, let us know how that goes.
Unemployed customers get the full treatment, which doesn't come cheap. A haircut is $24, and so is the straight razor shave. There's also a shot of whiskey, complimentary cigar, and, as this barber demonstrates, a bit of old-style pampering.
So what I'm going to do is just drape this towel over your face here, and it's going to open up your pores and soften up your hairs and let us give an even, smooth shave, not tug out your hair follicles.
Espinoza acknowledges that looking out for the people in his neighborhood makes financial sense.
If there's guys out there can't go out and get jobs maybe because, you know, they don't feel presentable or whatever, well, where does that leave me and my family? I'm in the hair business. So if they can't afford to come in and buy a haircut someday, I'm going to be out with them.
Of course, Espinoza would love for these customers to nail their interviews and become regulars. But even if they don't, he just hopes they'll pay it forward.
The look on their faces when they're leaving, it's a strange thing, you know, to be in a manly environment, a manly place, and to see guys get emotional. They're saying, you know, thank you so much. You don't realize what you just did for me.
Farrell Griffith felt that same lift from his free haircut, and he carried it into his interview.
Even something as minor as a haircut can change a person's day, change their attitude. Just a bit can be enough to push it over into the good. And I think I said that to Chris on the way out. I said, you know, today you made a pauper feel a king.
You sort of wish Griffith's story had a happy ending, that he got the job and became a regular customer. Sadly, he's still searching, but he's looking good for his next interview. In Portland, Oregon, I'm Dina Pritchup for Marketplace.